on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Maxwell Air Force Base is a staging area for FEMA ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Maxwell is serving as an incident support base. The base has already received trailers of food, water, and other supplies that FEMA may use after the hurricane passes. The American Red Cross is using Fraser United Methodist Church in Montgomery to prepare for the response to Hurricane Dorian. Workers and volunteers will put together comfort and cleanup kits to deliver to people in the path of the hurricane today. And Alabama State University and Tuskegee University are excited for the Labor Day Classic this weekend. ASU is hosting a number of events leading up to the big game. The week begins with a day of service at Montgomery Salvation Army and a community block party outside the ASU stadium. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hurricane Dorian, still an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm, battering the Bahamas and posing a powerful threat to the southeastern U.S.
The killer who took the lives of seven people and wounded 22 others in West Texas. The New York Times is reporting the gunman had been fired from his trucking job just hours before going on that shooting spree.
39 people were on board the diving boat when it caught fire in the darkness. The passengers asleep in berths down below.
The men's top seed in the U.S. Open, Novak Djokovic, has been dealing with a bothersome shoulder injury for several weeks. Djokovic shaking his head, he told the umpire that he would have to retire. That's when fans started booing.
One of Hollywood's biggest names, Kevin Hart, is in the hospital recovering from back surgery after his car careened into a ditch.
Student pilot taking one of his first flying lessons when his flying instructor passed out midair in Perth, Australia.
Incredibly, Max brought the plane down without a scratch.
Well done. That's amazing.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on A2C, 272-9228. First time calls, and he said, Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing. You'll get an extra name in for this Wheat Creek Farm Market gift basket. If you're a first-time caller, first-time caller status, and then caller, so you'll be in twice, therefore increasing your odds of winning the best giveaway in all of Montgomery. Sounds like Sharon really enjoyed herself.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and she did what we love to see. She bought them out. And that's the way to do it.
I'm not surprised. Once you get there, the atmosphere is great. And also, I'm glad she got stuck on the jellies. There's all sorts of great things they have there.
There really are. I was down there, and there was a guy, and he was checking out. They had bought all sorts of stuff. They had recommended the peppers to him. They got in some peppers and the corn and kind of my standard recommendation. But he had a big watermelon up there. And I said, so you like the yellow meat watermelon? He said, no, I've never had one. He said, so this is your first time? Because I could tell, I had a funny feeling he didn't realize he'd gotten a yellow meat watermelon, which are really good, by the way. It's just, when you cut a watermelon open, you expect red. You don't expect yellow. And you're thinking squash or something. But, so he took it back, and Karen exchanged it for him, and they got a good red watermelon. And I'd had a sample of that last time I was down there, and they're really, really good. Super duper sweet. Oh, did I mention to you that I made some outrageous cocktails this weekend?
No, you did not.
Sex on the beach.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Matter of fact, they were so good, ran out of orange juice. And I found this new wine thing that does drop shipping. Had a drop ship to somebody in Georgia who brought it over to me. But I got a case of wine for basically, because I was a new customer, for like, with tax and everything, $79. For Danny Boy, a case of wine for $79, that's good. But we found three really good wines in there. A Shiraz, that was really good, and a Chardonnay, that was surprisingly good. Not that I would ever be drinking wine. No. I tell you, this was a just incredible weekend with the football and the food and the steak and the ribs and the queso and the salsa. It was all good. Got hot dogs in my future, chili dogs coming out there.
Yeah.
Cook that bad boy in the pan like I did last time. Okay, let's see where we want to go here. Castro. Well, hold on. Let's do the Biden. Did I send you the Biden on Meet the Press?
I don't see it.
I didn't send Biden gaffes? Not that the word Biden and gaffes would ever be in the same thing. I don't know what happened there. I'm slipping. Let's do Julian Castro.
Okay. Open this bad boy up.
This is stop and go. And this guy just incenses me. It just drives me crazy.
Before I get to politics, the campaign, I want to talk about what happened in your home state there in Odessa and Midland. This is now the second mass shooting just in Texas this month. It's been quite a bit just in the last couple of years. Let me ask you this. If you're president right now, Congress is coming back. What does your response look like?
If I were president right now, I would do two things. First of all, I would maximize executive authority to do what we can to keep our families safer from gun violence. For instance, we would immediately redefine who is a firearms dealer so that anybody who sells more than five firearms in a year is classified that way and has to conduct universal background checks. We would also push legislation in Congress to get common sense gun safety legislation done and, you know, put as much pressure on these swing state Republican senators who are up for re-election in 2020 to get them to go with something that we can compromise on, at least universal background checks. I think that we can do more than that in the future. But this kind of inaction and, you know, the talk that we heard today from, I think that was Senator Rick Scott, it's the same old thing. You know, it's happy talk and this promise that we're going to do something. We're going to look at it, but they never actually do it. Right. And you were talking about gaffes and lies. I mean, the biggest lies that the president has told include that he would do something about universal background checks. He said that twice after Parkland and then after El Paso and Dayton, and he's gone back on his word. Those are the biggest things that count for this president.
It this guy just, you know, it's back to the, everything that Donald Trump does is wrong. Joe Scarborough did this morning. So let's continue on with this.
As a Texan, how do you change the conversation about the culture of guns? Meaning, as you know quite a few probably friends in Texas who they hear all this and they say, yeah, but it's going to turn into gun confiscation, or it's going to turn into me not being able to have the gun that I want. How do you impact the culture on this?
Well, look, you're from Florida. There are a lot of folks watching out there from states where a lot of folks go hunting, they go sporting. But oftentimes it's actually hunters and folks that, you know, shoot on a range that understand that you don't need these weapons of war, this AR-15 and other similar weapons. I think more and more, many of them get it. Sure, I agree that there are a certain percentage of people that somehow fear that one day the government is going to try and take over the entire country somehow, and they're going to need their weapons. But that's actually a minority of people out there. That's not a majority of people. And the most poignant moment over the last several weeks happened right after Dayton, yeah, which was when Governor Mike DeWine got up there to talk about what had happened, and the crowd of Republicans, Democrats, people from different political stripes started to chant, "Do something. Do something, right. Do something." More and more people here in Texas and across the country want Congress and their politicians to do something.
This guy, again, it just drives me crazy. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Now, isn't it interesting that every week in the city of Chicago, they have mass murder? And the Democrats don't want to talk about it. The mayor is now blaming the GOP for the mass murders in Chicago.
I know. I couldn't no believe answers. That. I could not believe it.
They have no answers to any of it. And yet, they sit there. If a mentally ill person or disturbed person goes out and commits mass murder, somehow it's an issue. You know, at that point, but if you took Chicago, New Orleans, Baltimore, and there were two other cities I read in an article, out of the murder rates in the United States, we would drop from like number 3 in the world to like 189th.
Ooh, I'd like to see that stat.
Yeah, I mean, it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. I read it like a week or two ago online. And, you know, simply because in certain cities in America, every single week, mass murder is committed. And they're all democratically controlled cities, have been for half a century. You know, of course, Chicago has the toughest gun laws in the United States. And again, the only people that have the guns are the bad guys.
Well, and so that was, the mayor was blaming Republican mayors because the people would go to the Republican cities and right, go buy the guns and bring them back. And the problem is that just patently is wrong. It's a lie.
Oh, absolutely. Because you know that last year that there was a railroad car full of guns that was sitting in a rail yard in Chicago that it was broken into and several hundred guns stolen out of it? Someone tell me how they got that information.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was sitting in the rail yard there by Grant Park and was broken into. So somebody in the railroad system, you know, was being paid to give that information to the gangs there in Chicago.
Yeah, let me tell you something. And again, this mayor, I'm sending it over to Joey now, but we're going to have to do a little stop and go, this brute. But, I mean, for her to say, well, they're going to cities that have Republican mayors and they're buying guns. I mean, it's just incredible. And she was taking on Ted Cruz about, because Cruz was pointing out that Chicago has a gun violence bad issue.
And yeah, sure. But it's never their fault.
Never their fault.
It's got to be someone else's fault.
It's never Blasio. It's never Chicago's fault. It's never
right.
Detroit's fault. None of that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, no accountability whatsoever. And yet the media does not hold those mayors accountable for those murder rates in those cities.
And they don't even mention them. They do not mention all the shootings that are happening there.
Right, and it's, you know, and the sad part is because it's become so common that it's just like, oh, yeah, hey, another 40 people were shot in Chicago Saturday. You know, well, there's old news. You know, it's sad that we've become so, you know, conditioned to accept that kind of violence. And it's not like a broad area of Chicago. It's within, you know, a few square mile area of Chicago that most of that has happened. So, you know.
It really is nuts. And the media will not go after any of these big Democrat mayors, particularly if they're minorities.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, have a good one, Dan.
David, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you, buddy. News 793.1. Demo Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Imagine feeling fearless when you walk into the dentist.
Hi, I'm here for my appointment.
ACT Anti-Cavity Rinse. Imagine a mouthwash that strengthens your enamel against harmful acids, like coffee.
Cappuccino for Sarah.
While preventing cavities up to 70% versus brushing alone.
I'll have a scone, too.
For a confident feeling in your oral health.
Oh, hi there.
Sarah, you look great.
ACT Anti-Cavity. Stop imagining. Start acting. Use as directed.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feel so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two-two-way, this is where we are. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you doing today?
I am very good, John, and you, my friend?
I am doing really good. What you were talking about with the what the mayor said in Chicago and the guns and everything like that, the truth of that situation is when you've got sitting officials, regardless of what their seat is, where they are, telling criminals that it's that to find loopholes in the law and trying to show them how to do that, and telling criminals that it's okay to be disrespectful to law enforcement and to fight them at every turn and to argue with them on every sentence when they ask you a question or anything like that, that's where your problem arises. I read a thing not long ago. It says a society that wages war against law enforcement should expect chaos. And that's pretty much... Huh?
So I agree with that.
Yeah, and where we're at right now, I mean, every time you go on a Facebook or Twitter or anything like that, you see a video of some idiot that thinks they know the law and thinks they can talk to a police officer any kind of way they want. I understand that there are some bad police officers out there. There really are, and nobody can deny that. There are. But that doesn't account for the thousands and thousands of police officers that are out there that do a good job and that actually do try to do the best they can do with what they're given. MPD, for example, has this. I do not like the Montgomery Police Department chief of police for Montgomery Police Department. He's out of Atlanta, and he's putting so many restrictions on police officers right here in Montgomery, and if they keep doing things the way they're doing, guess what? We're going to be another Chicago. And, I mean, it's just, you have to have balance. You have to have law, and police should have authority. They are authority.
Well, you hit several subjects there. What was going on in New York where they were throwing the water on the police officers, that just shows the disrespect level that some citizens have towards police. And they're little kids that were doing that with water guns. I mean, I'm talking about little kids. I'm talking about 6, 7 years old.
Culture teaches. That's culture. That's a culture problem. That's not a New York. That is a culture problem.
But boy, I tell you, somebody breaks into their house, they're going to be wanting to have that police officer there.
Exactly. Or somebody steals their car, that's the first one they're going to call.
But then the other thing that's being left out of the story is who is doing these shootings. They just talk about the number of dead people. They're not talking about the number of... First, they notice they don't talk about any arrest. But then they never give an arrest number. But the who's doing the shooting, you know, what was the... You know, was the guy a nun? Was it a priest that did it? Was it a CPA that did it? Or who was it? And the one part that they're really ignoring are the illegal immigrants, aliens that are doing that.
Dan, have you ever heard of a crisis actor?
A what factor?
A crisis actor.
Crisis actor.
A crisis actor is somebody who will go to where there's a mass shooting or... somewhere where something bad has happened. We'll use Texas as an example when they had the shooting out in Texas.
Right. I have heard of that.
And they'll take these people that they interview on TV, and a lot of them are actors. And they'll we want gun control. But if you ever look at every interview they ever do, when they put it on the media, they all have the same line. They say the same thing and have the same features. It never fails. I mean, it's not that hard to put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Yeah, and here's the whole secret of it is that they want a police force that they control to have all the weapons and the citizens not to have the weapons, because then they will be in charge of the police force. You look at all the major cities that are out there that have these high crimes, all of them are Democrat cities.
And you're exactly right. And here's the sad part of that. How long does it take the police to respond?
Yeah, you know, the old saying is, a weapon matters when your police can be there in minutes, but seconds count.
Exactly. Exactly, and the police can't always be there in minutes either. I mean, we've seen that even in little old Montgomery.
Yeah, I had a discussion with my brother about that. I said, you know, why does somebody need an AR-15? Well, if there's a riot in downtown Montgomery, they ain't coming out to McGee Estates to protect my house. And they're going to be worried about what's going on in Montgomery. Their job is to protect the property down in Montgomery. They're not sending a car or cars to my house to protect me. And if somebody wants to start going in and ransacking McGee Estates while there's a riot going on, it's going to happen.
Yes, sir, it is. You're exactly right. But hey, I do appreciate you letting me get on. I love the show, and that Auburn game was great.
That, I tell you, it really was. I
was there.
It was the most exciting minute and 43 seconds I've had in football in a long time, and you learn a lot about a team and about the character of players by watching them under that type of pressure. And
I think that Auburn is the real deal. I think that this year is the real. I think that if Bo can keep it together, as young as he is, if that kid can keep it together, and he can play like he did that second half, I think that there's a championship caliber team right there waiting.
Well, remember, it was really the defense in the second half that did all that. Bo's claim to fame was the minute and 43 seconds. I would not base my season on a minute and 43 seconds. He's going to have to be good from, you know, minute 15 in first quarter to, you know, 0.01 second fourth quarter. And that's what it really takes. I tell you what I noticed is Cadillac Williams being on the sideline. I think that made a difference.
That was spectacular right
because
there.
Because if you notice what they did is they changed their running game for the second half, and I think Cadillac had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, did you notice the way Booby Whitlow would wait on the running game? He would wait for the line, and, you know, versus in the first half, if you watched him, when he would run, he was straight into the line. In that second half, when the ball was snapped, he took a 2 or 3 second pause and then found a hole. I thought that was pretty spectacular. You're right on that one.
Yep. John, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. I want you to have a great day. Enjoy my conversation with you.
You too. Thank you.
But hang on, my friend. I'm going to be talking back to you right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Now I'm hoping that the feeling is right, and I'm wondering if you stay for the night. So I'm coming. I don't want to be lonely, baby.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Dorian's moving about as fast as most people walk, 2 miles an hour, after hovering over the Bahamas for a day and a half. It's expected to speed up. A Category 2 storm right now, 110-mile-an-hour wind with the current track keeping it just off the Florida coast and still dangerous. Florida Congressman Michael Waltz says, if you're told to leave, leave.
If this thing suddenly shifts and you're caught in its crosshairs, and when these bridges are closed, they're closed. You can't get out and first responders can't get in. It's not worth it.
The storm could end up closer to or making landfall in South Carolina. The search for anybody surviving a diving boat fire off Southern California is over. 20 bodies have been recovered.
There were several other victims that were seen by the divers, somewhere between 4 and 6, that
are still within the wreckage.
Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown there. Five of the 39 people on board were rescued, members of the crew. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As we continue to monitor extremely powerful Dorian near the Florida coast, our weather pattern is quiet for the next several days. Hot day today with a high around 95, heat index near 100, sunshine dry, tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday too, high temperatures in the middle 90s each day, rain chances just about zero through the end of the week and the weekend, and we could be in the upper 90s by Sunday. Stay on top of the latest information on Hurricane Dorian by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 2928 is where we are. On a Tuesday. As I have previously stated, let's go to our good friend, Bud. Bud, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Where are you today, my friend?
Well, I'm in Indiana right this second. Just crossed into it on my way to Wisconsin.
Ooh, how's the weather up there?
It's beautiful. It is. It's a little cool. Well, no, I won't say a little cool. It's maybe low 80s.
Spoken like a true Southerner.
But, you know, it was like 62 last night where I stayed, so it's nice to feel the chill in the air and see the change of the leaves and such, and so it's very enjoyable. Absolutely.
Yeah, hopefully you'll be able to go to Maine or someplace like that, Vermont or Maine or New Hampshire in the next 4 weeks. It's a whole different ballgame of leaves changing, or the Shenandoah Valley.
Oh, it's beautiful. The leaves are changing already. Went through there, then went through, trying to think, was it one point on my way going through there, I went through the skirt of the Daniel Boone National Forest, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so beautiful. About the closest thing I've seen to that kind of beauty was when we went and did the cruise, the Inward Passage. We went into Canada and such. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Through these different areas.
Yeah, that whole, when you go do that North Tennessee, Kentucky, and come over to Virginia, West Virginia, it is really gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely. Two things I want to talk about. My daughter just called and found out, you know, I have one grandson. I'm now going to have a granddaughter.
Well, congratulations, granddaddy.
I'm getting to be old. Too much white in my beard, that's for sure. But truly, truly blessed. Very happy for her.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. And the other thing I wanted to mention, I watched the game, the Auburn game, and the way it ended, what it reminded me was Cam Newton's very first game when they came back and won it on a field goal, literally as time ran off the clock. That's immediately what popped into my mind. We've got a difficult schedule, but it could be a magical season.
Well, as we say, we'll see it in fullness of time. I mean, when you, you know, what I've learned from these things, if you're going in and you're winning the game in the last minute and 43 seconds of the game, and basically winning the last few seconds of the game, you have to look at the rest of the game and see what did you do and how did you get there. And, you know, that's not the game that the other three quarters minus, you know, 13 and a half minutes, is that the game you want to play? And you, that, I'm not sure if that's the game Auburn wants to play. I think they want a better game than that. And I think they'll get a better game than that if they realize what they did right and what they did wrong.
I agree. But it's definitely something to build on. We'll find out.
Oh, absolutely. Let me tell you something.
3 weeks.
Here's what I saw. Nix has incredible poise and potential. That guy had ice water running through his veins in that last. There were no timeouts left, and he wouldn't panic. It wasn't a crazy throw. It wasn't I'm being tracked down like a hunted animal. Though it was, he stood and he fired that thing, and it was a gorgeous pass.
And then to make the first down on the 4th and 3, like,
oh yeah, that was beautiful.
I mean, he's a competitor without a doubt. But
and that also was there was no timeouts left, so I mean, they could have, if he would not, that was the game. If they wouldn't have made that, it wouldn't have happened for him.
When he went back to pass, and I'm thinking, what are you doing? Y'all are in field goal range, Gus. Are you crazy? But that's a lot of confidence to be willing to let your freshman quarterback do that. Without a doubt. So, like I say, we will know, especially in 3 weeks when we go to Texas A&M, I believe.
Texas A&M game is going to be a biggie.
Yes, it is. That can really set our season into something that would be beyond anybody's wildest dreams. I mean, odds are we'll go 7-5, 8-4, but depending on how we continue to grow and especially the outcome of that game, I think we'll have a very good shot at LSU and Florida if we can take care of Texas A&M. So,
yeah, Florida's they have a lot to improve on themselves, because Miami basically beat themselves in that game. Miami could have beat Florida, but they messed up three times. It cost them that game.
I agree, sir. Sir, you have a blessed day.
Thanks. You drive safely. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Dilly. How are y'all today?
I'm doing good. How was your Labor Day weekend?
It was great, Dan. It was good. Outstanding.
I tell you, LSU Tigers look pretty damn good.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was looking at a field limit sign or the score. I just got confused. It was 55.
55, that's it. Yeah, that quarterback Burrow is good.
Yeah. We're going to see. I'm gonna hold my reserves for that, and let's see some more components. The competition get high a little here in some of the games, and let's hope for that they can keep producing those type of numbers. That's the main thing. But anyway, I want to talk about our president, our great president, Donald Trump, and the outstanding job our president has done since he's been in office. Our president has done an outstanding job across the board, Supreme Court, for the middle class, you name it, he's done it. And I want to make sure that everybody hears me say it, because I'm really appreciative of what President Donald Trump and his family, his wife, everything that they have contributed to as their family, to our country, and what they're doing for our country. He's an outstanding president, outstanding Americans, and I salute them all. And going back to what y'all was discussing earlier, Dan, we got problems in Chicago and all over the place, but you know, we all know where these problems start. When I was a little boy, if I backtalked some of my mother or some other person's wife or husband, I got a hand belted upside my face and told me that wasn't proper and it was going to change. And that's where it all starts in the homes. And instead of the parents doing their job and up, raising their children, they're leaving their children behind. And these are the people that we're looking at acting like retarded idiots out there who have no respect for human beings or anyone else. I feel sorry for these individuals. In my opinion, they lack the parenthood that they should have got. And to speak more to that, I had these school systems and other industries, you know, organizations in the United States try to fluff me and tell me that I couldn't spank my child and I couldn't do this. But when it came to time to need, I was ready to sit in a little small metal bench behind an iron gate and get locked up.
Rodney, you're... What I need you to do is call me back because you're really breaking up badly and it's kind of distracting. Call me right back.
Okay.
Let's play this next clip of Castro.
By the way, when you were outlining what you would do now, do you feel as if you have to bring the country together on this, meaning you do as much as you can get done without making it politically divisive, or do you push the envelope a bit?
Well, look, I mean, we know that it's already politically divisive. There's no way to get around that. But I do think that when you're in public office, that you have an obligation to make the case. You have to be honest with your constituents, with the American people. And the thing is, on this issue of common sense gun safety legislation, people know the arguments. They know where people stand. You know, this is not a new argument. I was thinking about yesterday evening, Texas, and how much gun violence we've had. But you think back to 1966 and Charles Whitman at that UT Tower, and when that happened, what a shock to the system that was. And people have been talking about these things for a long, long time. And so I think we need to get universal background checks done, a renewed assault weapons ban, and limiting the capacity of these magazines, at least that.
Let's continue on with Castro. And again, this guy is just, it's always somebody else's fault.
Let me turn now to the presidential race. Simple question. Are you surprised that the Democratic Party of today, that the three front runners right now are all over the age of 70?
I don't know if surprised is the right word. First of all, the folks that you're talking about are very talented individuals with tremendous experience. But what I hear out there and what I think is going to show itself as we get closer and closer to the Iowa caucus is that people do want a new generation of leadership. And, you know, for Democrats that are out there, what I hear is a lot of anxiety about, hey, we need to beat Donald Trump. How are we going to beat Donald Trump? Well, if you take a look at the modern era of presidential campaigns, when Democrats have won, it's because they've taken a bit of a risk, whether it was Kennedy in 1960 or Carter in 1976 or Barack Obama in 2008. And we need to get people off the sidelines in 2020. I believe that I can, you know, reassemble the Obama coalition and then supercharge that so that we can go back and win Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, and then also get the 29 electoral votes of Florida, the 11 electoral votes of Arizona, and I believe even the 38 electoral votes of Texas. And I'll just say, Chuck, that, you know, the other day I was in Iowa and I met a young woman who said that she was going to turn 18before the Iowa caucus. And she said, I'm excited to get registered to vote and to go and caucus for you. Those are the kinds of things that I'm hearing out there among young people. If we're going to win this election, we're going to have to get young people involved and get people off the sideline.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to back to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, Joey, I apologize for that.
Much better.
I guess I was in between a bunch of power lines. I think that might have been what's causing everything. And but anyway, Dan, the point I was making was that, you know, when my son would have troubles and things of that nature in school and stuff and things like that, I was threatened by the school once not to spank my child and everything. And I explained to him, you know, I don't beat my child, but I'll spank my child any day. And I'll go sit in a cell phone. Well, let me tell you something. I turned out to be a pretty good guy from the way my parents raised me. And all my kids turned out very well the way I raised them. But they was raised with respect for others. They respect the person as a human being, what they are. And it goes to show that a lot of folks will point in different directions. And, you know, the Democrat Party and all these different things have their own
corrupt stuff that they are up to, and we could talk about that for days, but it starts at home. We have no one to blame but ourselves. These are the products, in my opinion, of people who were raised by individuals to hate America, to do this, do that, have no respect for no one, and it's clearly clear to me that that's what happened, because all you have to do is look at the bunch of idiots out there in Black Lives Matter and the other group of in Tifa or whatever it is. These folks need someone to be a parent to them and try to get their lives straight, because their minds are screwed up. I mean,
that's the problem. There is no parenting. When you look at these guys, like the shooter in Odessa, we're going to find out this guy had this really screwed up life and had no guidance that was out there at all.
Exactly, you know, and everybody, you know, wants to raise their kids the way they want to raise them, I've heard this before and I've done it myself. Let me tell you, parents, when somebody tells you tough love, it's the best thing you can give to your child. And if you don't know what it is, look it up, because you have to do that. You just cannot raise these kids to be like the wallflowers on election night on Hillary Clinton's stage. It's all told in that one story. These are a bunch of folks that their parents just totally failed them and left them to us to deal with.
There you go. That's why we say it all begins at home. It's the lack of leadership and parenting that is the beginning of so many problems we have.
And in the commercial I heard running, it was talking about who can beat Donald Trump. Bring it on. Nobody. Bring whoever you want. The American people is awoke. Bring them on. I can't wait for 2020, Dan.
Rodney, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. You drive safely, and thanks for calling me back.
All right, Dan. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Newtown 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Now you're confessing, but I'm still guessing.
Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, guys. The best two talk show hosts ever in the world.
Baron and Jack. No.
Baron and Joey. I don't like Ben Von Stupid.
No. Don't do that. Don't do that now. Baron's a friend of mine.
Well, all right. He might be different than it is on the radio. I apologize, but I wish you and Joey could come on from 9 to 3. I'm telling you. But anyway, I'll make this real quick. I couldn't understand something about what, I don't know how to put this, but what they talk about every time they run for mayor, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that and get the crime. We had a good, I like the mayor that we had. But nobody can ever do anything with them shooting and the killings, and it keeps on going on. Nobody can do anything. And it just don't make a whole lot of sense when they run on that option. And nothing ever happens. Now, I was just wondering what you guys would think about that and how it would go. And I'll hang up and I'll listen to what you guys think.
Thanks for the phone call, Tom. Yeah, I tell you something about the murder rates and things like that. It's a very difficult thing to stop. I know a lot of police officers. I know a lot of people in the chain of command within the police forces. And basically what you have to do is there has to be a fear that at any moment a police car could be coming around the corner when you're about to commit a crime. But these things happen so fast that somebody that has a weapon and they don't like what somebody did. They don't like what somebody did to them or didn't do for them. And they pull out a weapon and they shoot the person. There are people that know each other. There are people that are committing crimes in a lot of other areas. The more crimes that you commit at one time, more things you're doing illegally, the greater the odds of you being killed. And it's a very difficult thing to get your hands around. I think the multiplier effect of having more police officers would be very, very helpful. Considering our population, Mayor Strange is right about one thing. Our per capita crime level on murders is not as high as other places.
Right.
But two murders is too many.
Right.
And
it was 39 last year, I believe, 39 homicides. I was just looking it up as we were talking about it. The high was 2013 with 50.
And that's kind of a standard for Mobile.
Right. And Daryl Bailey just has been saying the same exact thing you just said, that one is too many. And hear to that. But we also have to keep things in perspective. You're not going to erase evil from the hearts of men with public policy. Sorry. And a lot of these are, you know, engaged in illegal activity already, so you're already crossed that line and that you're probably going to do something bad, or it's domestic disputes, which are even more difficult to stop than, say, a drug deal going wrong.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think crime can take a bad turn here. I think that Finley and the restructuring of the police department is probably inevitable to happen.
Okay.
Just kind of from the chatter I hear out there. And somebody needs to take a really hard look at what they're going to do about crime. I think Todd has been proactive with it, but I think it's just like Barbara Thompson. I think he kind of fallen into the Barbara Thompson camp and followed her until he realized that that horse wasn't a good one to be on, and finally kind of jettisoned himself from it, particularly when she was having her problems and he didn't come in here to try to save her. I think Finley was his guy. Finley was his choice. He made the collective decision to do away with Kevin Murphy for various reasons, but I think he kind of takes owner. He has ownership of Finley, so we can't dump him. That,
right.
That wouldn't. And but I think that the next mayor is probably going to do something along those lines. We're going to have to change and probably look at a superstructure management where you have a cop's cop to be the police chief, but then you have a manager of the cop's cop above that, which is what they tried to do with Chris Murphy, but it didn't work. They tried. They built that system around right. him. But you could go find somebody that is management cop that that could do, I think, a very, pretty good job with that. But you've got to have somebody who's going to bring the esprit de corps and the confidence level among MPD rank and file is not very high. I hear that all the time from people that I talk to that are in those positions. They're even at the lieutenant level, they're not, and shift leaders and things like that, the confidence level is not real high out there that they're going to get supported. And I think the Smith, Officer Smith trial, it may have a lot to do with it. They remember the next mayor is going to have to deal with that. Win, lose, or draw on that, whether he's found guilty or not guilty, is going to be something you're going to have to deal with. And that could be a very much of a problem. News Talk 93.1 FM, Brubaker Motors is a better buy at Brubaker. Go by and see them on Breville location, Eastern Bypass. Dick Brubaker, Don Ricker, tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They've got great deals. They're making people really, really happy. They're very much into volume versus profit. So take advantage of this. This is a sweet time within the car buying period out there right now where you are. Interest rates down. They want to do deals. They want to move this inventory off the lot. Take advantage of it with Brubaker Motors. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
I've been your fool.
Dan Morris Show.
Ooh,